Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning at WGN. And Happen OB coming up with Andy Mazur. Chicago Bears pregame at 11 o'clock this morning. I have some time to talk with my pal over at WGN-TV, Mr. Ray Cortopassi, who you see on the WGN Evening News at 5, 6, 9, and 10. Ray is out and about this morning, along with WGN Radio's Ryan Burrows. Ray, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Dean. Hey, it's great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And you've got yourself a nice morning to be doing good out in the community for Jewish Community Center's Sunrise Association. Tell us more about that.
This is a brand new endeavor here, and you can probably hear a little bit of the Lake Zurich High School Marching Band that was getting the crowd all excited here for this inaugural walk to support a brand new day camp to support the families of children who are undergoing cancer treatment, not only for those young men and women, but also their siblings, and free of charge. And next, our parent company, along with WGN, saw that this was a very worthwhile cause to be a part of. And so here we are getting ready for this big kickoff this summer where kids will be able to enjoy JCC Chicago here in Lake County. In Lake Zurich, they'll be able to enjoy all of the benefits of an awesome summer day camp for a period of weeks. And it's the very first one here in the Midwest. They've got a number of camps in New York, in Baltimore, Atlanta, and a few in Israel. But this is the first one in the Midwest, and they are very excited to get this off the ground.
Yeah, this has really got to be special. I know similar types of camps kind of tailor their services and activities for the kids who are going through treatment. And they work on making the kids feel as special as possible, as normal, quote, normal as possible, despite whatever medical issues they may have going on.
Well, I love the way the president of the organization described this. He said when they started this out, I think in 2006 or so, they didn't set out to just make a day camp for kids who are living with cancer, but they wanted to put together just the best camp experience possible, and they wanted to be sort of a full wonderland. So if you can picture all of the camp activities, they do that, but they also do everything associated with nature. They have these unique activities. There is music. They do songs. They do sports. And again, it comes at no cost to the families who are, you know, sometimes really compromised, struggling to pay the bills that are associated with taking care of their child. So this is just a great situation where they can get out there and make friends and do something that just takes them away from their normal lives with treatment.
Yeah. Now this Sunrise Walks that's taking place this morning, is that being held where the camp itself will ultimately be? I believe out in Lake Zurich, right?
That's right. That's right. We're here at the JCC grounds, 37 acres, and there are a few people that are just now finishing up the walk here, but it started this morning, and you know, some people here have been touched by childhood cancer, but the vast majority just saw that, you know, they would like to be a part of something that is helping families be a part of something special here. And so that will all take shape next summer here, but they are laying the foundation, and they're doing it in a way that just feels really, really great. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of smiling folks here. It's just a wonderful start to the day here and a start to something great.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to not feel good and be motivated by working on a project that's helping children in general, but kids who are facing special challenges, like one of the childhood cancers. It's a very, very special. So good for JCC for putting all this on. Good for you. Good for Ryan Burroughs for being out there to help kick it all off. And I believe if people want to get more information, is it jccchicago.org to get more info?
That's right, jccchicago.org/sunrise. And that will give you a snapshot of what the work involves here. The bigger organization is sunriseassociation.org. If you go to that website, they have a really great video that shows what the camp is all about. They also told the story of a 14-year-old boy who went there for a period of years, who eventually lost his battle. But he brought his little sister along, and guess what? She got to still be a part of the camp, and it was a way for her to remember her brother Jordan, who fought so bravely. And so that is what's just so unique about this, to involve the families in a way that they do that is just life-affirming.
That's so great. jccchicago.com/sunrise, right? That's to get more info?
jccchicago.org.
Okay, to get the info on that. Ray Cortopassi, who you see on WGN TV News at 5, 6, 9, and 10. Always good to talk with you. I don't see you enough over at the TV place because we're at opposite ends of the clock. But always,
I know.
Always
well, I
good
love,
to talk
I
to you.
I love your work, Dean. You know that.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Likewise. Thank you, Ray, for joining us. Have a great day out there. We'll get ready and wrap things up for OB and Hap coming up next.